In the news, federal Chief Judge David Nye heard arguments on Idaho's controversial school bathroom law this week as opponents sought an injunction to block the law. Nye took no action on the motion, but the law is currently on hold. The U.S. District Court imposed a temporary block on the law August 10th after a Boise middle schooler and a Boise High School LGBTQ plus organization filed a July 7th lawsuit saying the new state law discriminates against transgender students. Senate Bill 1100, signed by Governor Brad Little during the 2023 legislative session, prevents transgendered students from using the school bathroom, locker room, or changing facility that aligns with their gender identity. Instead, students must use facilities that align with their biological sex or sex assigned at birth. If a student is unwilling or unable to use the bathroom corresponding with their sex assigned at birth, they can request that the school make accommodations for them to use a single-use restroom or alternate facility. In other news, an Idaho woman who was found guilty for her role in the January 6, 2021 United States Capitol riot was sentenced to 30 months in prison and 3 years supervised probation, according to the Department of Justice. Yvonne St. Cyr, who's 55, will be on probation for 36 months and must pay $2,000 in restitution and a $1,000 fine. She will have her date set in 6 weeks to report to prison. That's the news. I'm Jeff McLean.